One of the alternative readings for the day is Luke chapter 1. I'm going to read just the first verse. It's verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour." These are the opening words of a song called Mary's Song, or the Magnificat. Mary is pregnant. She's waiting for the arrival of her special child, the baby Jesus, the promised Saviour King. And she breaks into song. Now, we too are waiting. Advent is a time of waiting. Yes, of course, we're waiting for Christmas. We're looking forward to sharing food and fun and gift-giving with our family and friends. But Advent looks beyond Christmas. We are waiting for Jesus to return as King, establish his kingdom that has no end. There are different kinds of waiting. There is anxious waiting, the kind of waiting you do when you've had a medical test and you're waiting for the results. There is bored waiting, the kind of waiting you do when nothing seems to be happening. And then there's excited waiting, the kind of waiting you do when you're really looking forward to something that's coming. It's been more than 50 years since Janet and I had children, but I can remember what a special waiting time Janet's pregnancy was. As Janet's tummy grew, so did our excitement and anticipation. I can recall Janet taking hold of my hand and placing it on her tummy and saying, "Can you feel? Can you feel a movement inside?" And of course, we had questions like, is it going to be a boy or a girl? What will this baby be like? Dark or fair? Brown-eyed or blue-eyed? Short or tall? And what are we going to call him or her? Pregnant Mary is waiting with joy. And the song begins, "My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." And today we're joining in Mary's joy. And we're looking forward to the day when Christ will return and a new world will be born. Yes, pregnancy is an exciting time, but not always pleasant. As well as the excitement of feeling the little one wriggling around inside Janet's womb, I can recall that Janet suffered from morning sickness, from gestational diabetes, and not to mention the labour she went through. The diabetes caused her to feel like she was going to faint if she'd been standing up for too long, so she sat right through most of the church services. Pregnancy wasn't always pleasant. Advent waiting is not always pleasant either. In fact, I can recall several people saying to me lately, "What a mess the world is in. What with the war in Gaza, the war in the Ukraine, COVID still circulating and new forms of the disease developing, inflation, domestic violence, cost of housing going beyond the reach of most young people, and then the high number of deaths on the roads in South Australia this year, and the alarming increase in anti-Semitism in multicultural Australia. And on top of all that, there are the accidents and tragedies that don't make the headlines. Last weekend, the son of a couple that I know from Papua New Guinea days was at the basketball in Adelaide when he tripped and fell and bumped his head and then suffered bleeding on the brain. On Monday, his mum stood beside his bed when they switched off the life support. The world we live in is full of tragedy and heartbreak. but we Christians can still be joyful even today. In fact, the Apostle Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always, always. Paul can say rejoice always because your joy does not depend upon good circumstances. Your joy depends on Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you, who rose again for you, and has promised to come back and make all things new. The great Christian writer C.S. Lewis has given us a wonderful picture of image of how and why we Christians can be joyful in tough times. He said, we live at a time which is something like the Second World War after D-Day. Now, D-Day was when the Allies landed on Normandy. They began to get into Europe, to go through Europe. From that date on, victory over the German army was assured. It was just a question of how long it would take. But before the coming of peace, the fighting continued. And with the fighting came destruction, suffering, dying, and grief. And that's the kind of situation we're in. We're living in that in-between period between the victory of Jesus on the cross and his return as King of all the universe. So, yes, we can still rejoice even in sad and difficult circumstances as we look forward to the ultimate outcome. I saw a good example of being joyful in tough times a couple of weeks back. It was at the funeral of Margaret Meyer. I wasn't able to attend the funeral, but I watched it online. And I got to know Margaret when I taught with her husband Rolf at the Lutheran Teachers College about 30 years ago. And I thought then of Margaret as a kind of a cheerful 60-year-old larrikin. At that time, she used to ride around Adelaide on a motorbike, and later in life, she traded the bike in for a gopher. And she would ride around on these vehicles and visit people in hospital, and often she would rock up at somebody's bedside dressed in her leathers and carrying a helmet, and she would bring them the gospel and good cheer in a very loud voice coming from such a small person. And this good cheer was not due to her circumstances. As a child, she suffered from polio. Her adult son was killed in an accident. When she was in her late 80s, I think it was, a car crashed into a gopher and she was nearly killed and spent weeks in hospital. But she lived life enthusiastically and cheerfully. And at about the age of 90, she made her debut at the Adelaide Fringe Festival as a comedian. One of her favourite quips was, death is overrated. And that was her way of saying, do not fear death. When Jesus rose from the dead, death was defeated. On Easter Day, Jesus defeated death for you and for me. Margaret's funeral kind of reflected her faith, her cheerfulness, and her quirky personality. As well as this nice bunch of flowers on top of her coffin, there was a toy monkey and a bunch of bananas. And after the funeral service, there was an after party. An after party at the Meyer house. So even in the face of death, there was joy. Margaret Meyer radiated good cheer. And her good cheer flowed from her faith in the grace of God. Can we have the slide, please? Right. I always like to point out that there's a connection between grace and joy. Now, the Greek word for grace is on the top on the left there, charis, charis is grace. We get the English word charity from that. And underneath, you can see the word for joy. Kara is the word for joy. Okay. And from that, we get the English word carol. All right. Okay. Joyful songs. Yes. So, joy is a product of grace. Now, think what happens in the story of the lost son or the prodigal son. The lost son's got away, wasted all his father's money. He's down on his luck in the worst possible way, and he returns home in order to ask his dad for a job, just a lowly job. What does his dad do? His dad sees he's coming. He runs out. He embraces his son and welcomes him back as his son. What an example of grace. And what do they do then? They have a party. There is singing and dancing and rejoicing. Advent joy is not based on good circumstances, but on the grace of God. By that same grace, you and I are forgiven all of our stupid, selfish, sinful words and actions and thoughts. And by the same grace of God, we can look forward with joy to the return of Jesus as King and the good times ahead. This morning I've referred in particular to women, to Mary, the mother of Jesus, to my wife, Janet, who happens to be my wife for 57 years today, and to Margaret. And I will close by referring to another woman. Her name, fittingly, was Grace. Grace Simpson was the wife of Gary Simpson, who was the director of Australian Lutheran World Service. She was a sister of Dr. Vic Fitzner, and she was a songwriter, and she wrote a lovely song. It's a benediction or a blessing, and the first verse is just the right ending for our little meditation this morning, and we shall read it together as a blessing to those around us. Read it with me. God give you joy and lead you on ahead. God give you wisdom for the path you tread. May he fit you for each task and wrap you in his love. God give you joy always. Amen.